first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.L.
And this week, T.L., it's all about those early 60s studio albums.
Ah, yes.
We're sticking to 1960 to 1965. He did a few more in the 60s, but that's a whole other show.
Okay.
But the highlighted albums we're going to feature today are Elvis Is Back from 1960, which is what that song you just heard came from.
Nice, nice.
His Hand in Mine from 1960. Mm-hmm. Something for Everybody from 1961. The Potluck album from 1962.
Nice.
And we're going to end the show with Elvis for Everyone from 1965.
That's a good one.
But it's the weirdest album of all the albums, and we'll get to that
later.
We'll
talk about that later.
We'll get to it, yeah. But my very favorite Elvis album of all time is Elvis Is Back.
Mine too.
That's the first one we're featuring here today. And I guess I can give you a little info, a little insight into Elvis Is Back. You ready for this?
Yeah, tell me.
It's his fourth studio album. It was released on April 8th of 1960. It's the first album to be released in stereo.
How cool is that?
That is cool. Most of the material on this album has, well, not most of it, it is all. It's just rock, pop, blues, R&B, and those soft, velvety Elvis songs that we all love.
Oh, nice.
So it was really cool, and the co-producer of this album was Chet Atkins.
Right.
He co-produced with Steve Sholes.
Oh, good.
It reached number two on the charts for that year and Billboard, and it was certified gold on July 15th of 1999. We love Elvis Is Back. So let's get into more of this great album.
You say that you love me and swear it to the king. kisses and swear they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make a man know what to do. It's believing, make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble, prove it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you want to hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here's deceiving. See, it's believing, make me know what to do. I say, here and deceive it.
Deceive and believe it. Make me know you do.
Oh, make me know it. Then go ahead and show it.
Make yeah, you're going to change your style of singing at all?
At the present time, I have no reason to change.
You don't think rock and roll is dying, man?
Some people say it is.
It has changed some. The music itself has changed. It progressed quite a bit, I think.
It's better?
I think it's getting better all the time, you know. Because the arrangements are getting better, they're adding more instruments, and, you know, it's getting better. But in 1956, when I first started out, I was hearing the same thing, that rock and roll is dead, it's dying out. I'm not saying that it won't die out, because it may be dead tomorrow completely. I don't know. I wish I didn't.
You gave me love to enjoy like a bride. Shiny talk to a baby. No matter what you would do, I depended on you, loving baby. One thing I know, I love you. Yes, I love you, my good baby. And I fell 'cause you look like a baby. Two lovers' ways, I was blind 'cause I just had a mind like a baby. You're just a player. Like a baby. Well, it was then I could see you were playing with me. Like a baby. Well, you can bet that someday I'd forget just like a baby. Step
About this all the time, you mm-hmm. know, how before the Army, we all know the Elvis that we know, the Don't Be Cruels, the
right.
Blue Suede Shoes, the All Shook Ups.
Right.
When he came out, this is the very first stuff he recorded out of the Army.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was really pushing that voice more.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
was experimenting more.
That's great, yeah.
He was learning he had pipes he didn't know he had.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is even on a blues song like that, he stretches those notes mm-hmm. and stuff and just showing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing stuff he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Now, in the early days, you're kind of restricted when you first come out. You know, we don't want you to do too much of that blues stuff, you know. We want you to stick
yeah.
to the pop.
He was constantly pushing the limits.
Yeah.
That's what made him so great.
And that's why this is my favorite album. It's just, it's so full of Elvis.
Yeah, true.
You know, I was going to tell you this. It is 1960. Some of the other top-ranked albums of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Giant Steps by John Coltrane.
Hmm.
Sketches of Spain by Miles Davis.
Oh, nice.
A great song, At Last, off the album At Last, Etta
oh,
James.
Oh, yeah, that's I love her.
Yeah, man. The Blues and Roots by Charles Mingus. Joan Bailey, self-titled album.
Yeah.
We Insist by Thelonious Monk.
Oh, never heard of that.
Yeah, me either, but these were the big albums of 1960.
Okay.
And, of course, a little guy named Elvis Presley put out a great album called Elvis is Back.
Yeah, nice.
So there you go. Let's get it back into a little more Elvis is Back. But before we do that, let's hear from the man talking a little bit about music
and
that kind of stuff he likes to do.
Elvis, did you like the food over there when you would go out?
I never went out.
You never ate out at the restaurant?
But I never ate in the restaurant the entire time I was in there. It's funny. I either ate in the mess hall or at home. I never went anywhere while I was in Europe except to Paris. I went to Paris and Rolive, and that was all.
Soldier boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe that she will be true? It's written in the blue that she was meant for only you. Soldier boy, tell me why do you cry? When you return, she'll rush to your side. It's written in the blue that she was meant for only.
Try to
That's a little toe tapper right there,
oh,
isn't it?
Love that song, yeah.
The Girl Next Door Went A-Walkin'. We are doing the early 60s studio albums here today on Blue Suede Connection.
Absolutely.
We're featuring some of the best ones, and there's so many. He actually did two other albums in 1960s beyond 65, which is where we're stopping today.
Right.
Of course, he did the Elvis in Memphis album, which was fantastic in 1969.
Oh, those are some of my favorites.
And before that, he did the How Great Thou Art album in 1960.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Great albums, but that's a whole other show, as I like to say every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you're going to share a little bit about what's going on in 1960. And listen, my very favorite Elvis song of all time is coming up too after the break. Now you got to put your mind back in the year 1960.
Mm-hmm.
The world still has a lot of racial turmoil, and the world's, you know, it's separation is still there.
Yeah.
But this young white kid from the South said, hey, I'm not about that. I'm about music and making great music.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the kahunas to record one of the greatest rhythm and blues songs of all time.
Nice.
That's all coming up right after this. TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances from April 10th through the 13th.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry, Dean Z, Gordon Hicks, and Jay Dupree.
And how about those local legends, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champions Bruno Neschi and Sylvain Ledoux.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
And U.S. fans will love the 40 cents on the dollar exchange rate.
Hey, it could go even higher.
Once again, tickets are available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com
or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002. Don't miss the party, friends. Be there or be square.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
See you go. to see you go. Well, the way that I will miss you, child, I guess you'll never know. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long till I have to separate this way. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Play the blues, boy.
Say it all the time. If you have headphones, you should be listening in those headphones today.
Right, right.
And that song, I heard Elvis yelling the whole way through it. I don't know if you caught it in your headphones over there.
Yeah, I could hear it.
After the first sax solo, he goes, one more time. And he made him do it again. He said, one more time, a third time, or a second time.
Right.
He was so into that song. You can hear him going, woo, and yelling all kind of stuff.
Oh, he's having a great time.
Yeah, you could hear it all throughout that. All right, it is 1960. We're in the studio with Elvis, and when he was recording these songs, world events and things were happening. Baby, what was going on in 1960?
All right, so we're going to start in February. February 1st of 1960, four black college students from North Carolina actually stage a sit-in at a segregated Woolworth lunch counter. I think we've heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, that was big news.
Yeah, they protest their denial of service. Good for them.
That's what I said. It was such a tense time back in 1960.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. April 1st of 1960, the census includes the United States population had gone up 18.5% since 1950.
People were busy.
Yeah. For the first time, two states, New York and California, have over 15 million people within their borders.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
May 1st, 1960, In the Soviet Union, a United States U-2 Renaissance plane is shot down by Soviet forces.
Oh, my.
Leading to the capture of U.S. pilot Gary Powers and the eventual cancellation of the Paris Summit Conference.
Mm-hmm.
In July 4th, 4th of July 1960, the 50-star flag of the United States is debuted in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
oh, cool.
reflecting the admission of Hawaii into the Union, which they were put in 1959.
Very nice.
Yeah, so we got an extra star. November 8th of 1960, the presidential race succeeds. Two-term President Dwight D. Eisenhower is won by Senator John F. Kennedy,
uh-oh.
The Democratic candidate from Massachusetts.
Ask so, not what your cool. country can do for you,
but what you can do for your country.
There you go.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me a fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his mistress. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Hello, this is Stacy, and I love Blue Suede Connection. 2 hours is just not long enough. Thank you.
I will be home again. Don't worry. I'll be home again, so won't you dry the tear? The promise in your eyes will see me through. home again. We'll start anew. Darling, until then, our dreams will have to do.
Before that song, we heard from Stacy TL,
and
she called us up and she left us a message.
She did, I know.
If you would like to call us and leave us a message, TL's going to tell you how to do it.
540-227-0514, folks. That also works on WhatsApp if you're overseas.
And you just might hear yourself on the air like Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss, oh. A kiss, it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. Well, I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, what a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart into love and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart into love and the night was gone. But I'll
Up after the break, it's a brand new year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new album.
It's on Blue Suede Connection.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
If they say we were doing wrong, if they say we were out too long, well, you can say my arm, but just too strong. I put the blame on me. What I feel is a deep inside. This is real and I won't hide. Go ahead and use my name. I'll be proud to take the blame. You just did what I made you do. You love me and I love you too. So if the way they talk can bother you, I put the blame on me. So good when I held you tight, I couldn't stop when we kissed goodnight. So if you tell us we don't have the right, I put the blame on me. What I feel is deep inside. This is real and I won't hide. Go ahead and use my name. I'll be proud to take the blame. You just did what I made you.
Pop song right there. with a hint of a little R&B thrown into it.
Yeah,
right,
I love
there.
That. That's
Me
great.
Too. Yeah. You know, again, we just talked about it on the last show we did. We always talk about it's your favorite Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say when we get into the 70s, I'll say, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But in my heart, the early 60s stuff like this is my favorite Elvis.
Yeah, okay. Well,
above anything else, above the 50s and above the 70s, I like this early stuff. It's just because he was in such fine voice. He was so happy, excited in the studio.
Yeah.
You can hear his excitement in his voice.
He's happy to be back.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know, from the Army, not getting to do what he loves. Yeah.
Well, it's 1961 now. This is the follow-up, another one of his great pop albums.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we heard Elvis is back earlier. Now we're into 1961, and this is Something for Everybody.
Yeah.
This was his sixth studio album. It was released in May of 1961, and it peaked at number one on Billboard's top LP charts, top pop LP charts. Let me get that right.
Okay.
And it remained number one for 3 weeks straight there on the charts, and it was certified gold on July 15th of 1999.
Yeah.
And I like the stuff on this album, but once again, it's some of my favorite stuff, and I think you do too.
Oh, I love this stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
They say found somebody new whose love will always be true. I don't know what it is to be alone. That's why I dread to know you're gone. Oh, Judy, don't sweet love wither and die like flowers in the fall. Oh, Judy, don't you know it's you I love most of all? Oh, please come back, I promise always to be true. Oh, Judy,
Dennis. I was born in 1956, so Elvis has always been a part of my life. So thank you for your show. I enjoy it every week.
Gently, your eyes met mine, tender, trusting, true. Gently, your hand took mine, thrilled me through and through. Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born. Gently, your lips kissed mine as we strolled along. Gently, your heart touched mine, young and warm and strong. Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born. Gently, the hour is near,
when true loves have to part, gently we'll meet again, one more kiss, sweetheart. Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born. Our true love was born.
The only thing worse than a good beating is missing Blue Suede Connection. If you miss Blue Suede Connection, forget about it. There ain't no way back.
You better wrap me up good and tight in your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Just like a bee in a honeycomb, I'm gonna make myself right at home. In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Well, it don't take much to keep me satisfied. Just a little bit of love and that's a bonfire. Ball of twine. Maybe that's where I want to stay for the rest of my natural days. In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms. To keep me satisfied, just a little bit of love, and that's a bonfire. In your arms, keep me tangled up all the time, like a kitten with a ball of twine. Baby, that's where I want to stay for the rest of my natural days. In your arms,
in your arms,
in your arms.
Elvis in the studio in 1961, TL. What was going on in 1961?
Gosh, so much stuff every time I see this. So January 3rd, 1961, disputes over the nationalization of United States businesses in Cuba causes the U.S. government to serve diplomatic relations with the Cuban government.
Mm.
There we start the Cuban conflict. February 15, 61, the entire United States figure skating team is killed in a plane crash near Brussels on their journey to the World Championships. 73 people are killed. April of 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba begins, and it starts the process to try to overthrow the regime of Fidel Castro. May 5th, 1961, the U.S. mans a suborbital space flight is completed for the first time. It's commanded by Alan B. Shepard Jr. inside a Mercury capsule is launched 116 miles above the Earth.
Cool deal.
20 days later, President Kennedy announces his intention to place a man on the moon by the end of the decade.
Love it.
Yes, August of 61, the constitution of the Berlin Wall begins by the Soviet bloc segregating the German city, previously held in four sectors by Allied forces, including the United States. The wall would last for 28 years. December of 1961, the National Park Service extended its land into the U.S. Virgin Islands when President John F. Kennedy proclaims the Buck Island Reef as a national monument.
Very nice. Thank you, babe.
Oh, yeah.
When I was little, my mama said to me, someday you'll find a love song to last eternally. I want you with me everywhere I go. Oh, please don't leave me, baby, I love you so. I can be the ruler of this whole wide world if you will only say that you'll be my girl. I want you with me.
I'm an ocean with a raging foam. If I know that you'll be there when I go back home. Starting today, I'm teaching my heart not to ache anymore. Just 'cause we're apart, no more will I dream of your sweet loving ways. Gonna learn to forget you starting today. And when memories haunt me and the tears start to flow, I'll just think of the sorrow you caused me to know. No more for the past to return what I pray. Gonna live for tomorrow. Starting today,
we'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. 'Cause your lips are lips I long to know. The band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick.
just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. We are having a good time today, are we not, TL?
Oh my gosh, yes, I love this. I love this music, yeah.
You can't not love it. I mean, what's not to love?
You're getting, absolutely.
You know, this album's, the title's back then, Something for Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Something for Everyone. Potluck.
Yeah.
You know, that tells you that's what exactly you're hearing today.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 1962 right now, and we are into the Potluck Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
This was his seventh studio album, TL. It was released May 18th, 1962. And don't forget, while he was making these studio albums in the 60s, he was recording two and three soundtracks the same year.
Right, right.
So this was actually recorded between two places, Radio Records in Hollywood, and of course Studio B in Nashville. The album reached number four on Billboard's top LPs chart for the year. So, it is 1962, and in a little while, TL's going to tell you some of the world events of 62, and I'm going to share some nonsense with you. But the most important thing we're going to share with you is Elvis.
Yeah.
In 1962, in the studio from Potluck. Let's go.
As the day comes to an end, caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave mama's side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Ride, he came riding into town as the sun was going down. Saw my baby and he smiled her heart away. Now what will I do? Come on, send her back to me. What will I do? Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave mama's side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Ride, then she stole her out of sight. I had a come on, send her back.
Well, hello there, Dan and TL. It's Double K. Kurt, enjoy the show very, very much, and keep rocking.
Listen, little lady, you're stepping out of line. Now watch your hurry, baby. You got a lot of time. Well, that's not love you feel. It's only make-believe. Watch out, or you'll break the heart you're wearing on your sleeve. And cheating with your kisses, you think you know it all. My words are gonna get you. You're riding for a fall. Better slow it down. I see a dangerous sign. Cause the way you're stepping around. You're stepping out of line. Been cheating with your kisses. You think you know it all. Well, where's it gonna get you? You're riding for a fall. Slow it down, I see a dangerous sign. Cause the way you're stepping around, you're stepping out of line. You're stepping out of line. Stepping out of line, you stepping out of line, you stepping out of line. Cheating with your kisses, you think you know it all. Oh, where's it gonna get you? You're riding for a fall. Better slow it down, I see a dangerous sign. Cause the way you're stepping round, you're stepping out of line. You're stepping out of line. You're stepping out of line.
Here's one of those lists I think you're going to enjoy, T.O. I certainly know I will because I love candy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
CandyDistrict.com. Top 10 candies from the 1960s.
Ah.
And some of these were invented in the 1960s. That's when they first premiered.
Really?
Number 10, Kara Milk Bars. You still see those out and about?
Mm-hmm.
The Cadbury Cream Eggs. We've seen those.
Right, right.
Starburst candy came out in 1967.
Right.
That's number 8 on our list.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, love these candy bars, the 100 grand bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Number
yeah.
6, Astro Pops. I remember those.
Really?
They were like wax, I think, or something like
oh,
that.
I don't
juice
remember.
In the middle of
oh,
them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I hated those.
We remember Sweet Tarts, don't we? They're number 5
oh,
on the
I
list.
I still love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now and later, number 4 on the list.
Ooh, those were hard to eat, even as a kid. They probably make my teeth fall out now.
Lemon Heads candy comes in at number 3.
Mm.
Number 2, we still see these, Swedish Fish.
I never ate those.
Yeah,
not
never
even back then.
I had them, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
I'm a chocolate candy guy.
Oh, really?
I like the sweet, sour stuff, too.
I like the sweet and sour stuff the most, yeah.
But chocolate, you know me.
Yeah.
You know I'm a chocoholic.
Mm.
The number 1 candy from the 1960s was introduced in 1966, Razzles.
I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, they're tarty. You would like them. They're,
yeah,
they're,
I think
they're
I remember
little,
that.
Like they're round, yeah,
yeah.
Different colors.
Uh-huh.
There you
so.
Go. I thought you might enjoy this list.
Yeah.
I hope you did at home. I know you're going to enjoy this. It's the first take of Suspicion from Elvis and Potluck.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Oh, you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you speak the same to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion,
torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance mess and keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious, cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
Leaving now. song. Don't nobody tell me baby's been untrue. If she's been unfaithful, don't know what I'll do. Leaving now, leaving now, leaving now. I'm gonna get back home some. Never thought that I could miss her so. Never thought I could, but now I know. The sound of that old rain whistle makes me wanna cry. Reminds me of that lonely feeling when we said goodbye. Leaving now, leaving now, leaving now. I'm gonna get back home some. Never thought that I could miss her so. Never thought I could, but now I know. The sound of that old rain whistle makes me wanna cry. Reminds me of that lonely feeling when we said goodbye. Leaving now, leaving now, leaving now. I'm gonna get back home soon.
You know, TL, there were a lot of great artists coming out there in 1962 with some big albums, some newbies that we were going to learn to know really well. Green Onions by Booker T was a big album in 1962.
Mm.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's the name of the album by guess who? Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Howlin' Wolf did an album called Howlin' Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big album that also came out in 1962. Actually, it came out in 1961 and entered Billboard's albums chart in 61, mm-hmm. but carried over into 1962. This guy was bigger than Elvis.
What?
His name was Elvis Presley. And the album was Blue Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Which was on the chart for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd have to share that. But yeah, he was competing with himself somewhat
himself,
right there.
Yeah, yeah.
There you
funny.
Go.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, move along. Keep moving. Something old, the time's gone by. Something new, these tears I cry. Something borrowed, were those lips my lips knew. And that's why something blue, something old, the vows we made. Something new, the price I paid. Something borrowed, love was tried, but not true. Now my life is something blue. I guess that I had better smile, walking behind you, I'm really not the best man in this room. Something old, the dreams we planned, something new, his wedding band, something borrowed was the heart I gave you. You returned it torn in two. The dreams we planned,
something new,
his wedding band, something borrowed was the part I gave you. You returned it torn in two. And that's why, and that's why I'm something new.
I'm something new.
That's a nice one right there, huh?
That's really pretty. Yeah.
All right, baby.
Very.
Before we jump back in time to 1960 and go to the His Hand in Mine album,
mm-hmm.
I would like to know, when Elvis was in the studio in 1962 recording these songs,
mm-hmm.
what was going on in the world around him?
Okay, so we'll start with February. You had a few things going on in February. You had the first sign of a looming Vietnam conflict that emerges when President Kennedy was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of February, you have Lieutenant Colonel John Glenn becomes the first U.S. astronaut in orbit.
Nice.
So they're coming closer and closer
space
to that.
Space was a big deal in the 60s.
It was, yeah. In April, you have the Seattle Century 21 Exposition, the first World's Fair.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, held in the United States since World War II. I guess that comes right along with that movie that Elvis did around that time.
All
yeah.
Right.
Had 9.6 million visitors in Seattle for, the exposition was over 184 days. Too.
She's referring to it happened at the World's Fair.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. October of that year, you have 3,000 troops are sent over to squelch a riot, apparently, at the University of Mississippi as the first black students under guard by the federal marshals.
Wow.
That was that segregation that they were trying to do at the college
yeah.
there. Also later in the month, October 14th, they had the Cuban Missile Crisis in response to the Soviet Union building offensive missiles there in Cuba. President JFK orders a naval and air blockade of military equipment to the island. So that's when the heat starts to rise there. People really thought we were going to get into war. It lasted like 38 days.
Wow.
And in what many think was the closest the Cold War came to breaking into armed conflict.
Interesting. Good stuff. Very mm-hmm. interesting stuff. Thank
yeah.
you. All right, we're going to go back in time now. We're going to go back to 1960.
Okay.
All right, yeah. This is His Hand in Mine. This album was his first gospel full-length gospel album.
Nice.
Released November 3rd of 1960. It peaked at number 13 on the pop albums chart.
Mm-hmm.
It was certified gold on April 9th of 1969 and platinum on March 27th of 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something interesting about the album. Surrender and Crying in the Chapel were both recorded during these sessions, but were withheld for later single releases. And Crying in the Chapel was held all the way up until 1965, where it would go to number 3 on the pop charts.
Oh, nice.
So I thought
Beautiful.
We'd kick it off with that song. What do you think?
Yes,
and
please.
And then the title of that album following that.
Please.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow strong
as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Ask me how I know my Lord is real.
My Lord is real.
You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel.
The way I feel.
But I know He's real. I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each step. If I fall, I know He'll understand.
Till the day He tells me why He loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need. Step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand.
Till the day He tells me why He loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need.
Yeah, we got to remind everybody again about our new YouTube page. We want people to come over there.
Sure, it's really going great. It's growing hands and feet. Hands and feet.
Hey, that works.
It's going to walk off anytime now.
It could be raining hands and feet, puppy dogs and kittens.
Anyway, it's growing wonderfully. We have over 1,000, so we do appreciate everyone that's come over and supported us. We are going to be applying for partnership soon. Blue Sway Connection, it'll come right up. You'll see we have like over 200 videos now, like 270-some videos. So, or bluesuedeconnection.com, and you can get all of our links to everything, Facebook, YouTube, our merchandise.
Yeah.
We've got T-shirts that are in order now. They're going to be coming in about a week. We're going to restock. So, yeah.
Love books.
We've got books on hand for signing,
whatever y'all
want.
Yeah, it's all there. Be part of the team, guys.
Yes.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. He got no friend. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, cause the battle I'm in my hand. They got no friend. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. He had bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Go blow them around the Joshua crack, cause the devil can't do you. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Don't blow them around, the Joshua cried, called the battle of men in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no danger. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down, 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 tumbling down.
I love your show. Listen every week. I don't know if all the fans would know this, but it's very interesting and remarkable, the fact that after the day of his death, there were more flowers and floral arrangements sold in history.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
he is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Yes, I'm singing His praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
Sparrow
at my,
on me He will still keep an eye.
Keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing His praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. I walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Oh Lord, You know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by, I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, well, walk them golden stairs. Because I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. Well, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs. Because I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
Coming up in just a minute, we're going to go to 1965, mm-hmm. the year a legend was born.
Coming up on Blue Sway Connection.
T.O. Mm. That legend was me, Daniel Hawthorne. T.L., it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances from April 10th through the 13th.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry, Dean Z, Gordon Hicks, and Jay Dupree.
And how about those local legends, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champions Bruno Neschi and Sylvain Ledoux.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
And U.S. fans will love the 40 cents on the dollar exchange rate.
Hey, it could go even higher.
Once again, tickets are available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com.
Or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002. Don't miss the party, friends. Be there or be square.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree, tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickle from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I like that song.
Yes, I love that song.
You can't not like it. It's a great combination with the writing of Chuck Berry and the performance of Elvis Presley. You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say Elvis for Everyone, which is what we're on now, 1965, is the weirdest of the studio albums because it's not actually brand new music that Elvis recorded in 1965.
Right.
What this is a collection of songs recorded over a 10-year span between Sun Records and Memphis RCA Studios in Nashville, and Radio Records in Hollywood. But it actually peaked at number 10 for the year on Billboard's Top Pop Albums chart. A lot of the content off the album came from Wild in the Country, Flaming Star, and Follow That Dream,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
So soundtrack stuff was thrown into this, along with leftovers from Anything and Everything.
Right.
So he had a number...
That's funny.
A top 10 album in 1965 on stuff he had done over a 10-year span. Never entered the studio once to do any of the stuff
that's
for this
crazy,
album.
Crazy.
There you go. So that's that information. So let's get into a couple of those songs, and we'll be back a little bit. And TL's going to give more information, so stick around. We got so much great stuff still to come. Don't move. Here we go.
You're cheating hard. Thank you.
summer kisses went to tears. That was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all along the trail of memory. Happy I was lonely, but I guess I can't complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all the winter rain. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses when the tears like the stars and they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses winter tears like the stars and they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Summer kisses when the tears. I may not be here tomorrow, but I'm close beside you today. So lie to me a little, say you love me a lot, and I'll be true to you in my way. Love never goes on forever, at least that's what wise men all say. So smile when you kiss me, tomorrow you may cry, but I'll be true to you in my way. Yes, I'll be true to you in my way.
Short but sweet. That was recorded actually for Wild in the Country.
Oh, man, yeah, I love that.
But it was on that last album, Something for Everyone. So, baby, tell us, what was going on in 1965 when Elvis wasn't in the recording studio recording Elvis for Everyone?
All right, so here's what was going on in the world. Okay. February 7th of 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson orders the continuous bombing of North Vietnam below the 20th parallel. I'm not sure where that is. It must be a timeline or a geographical timeline. March of that year, Martin Luther King speaks at a civil rights rally on the courthouse steps of the Alabama State Capitol, ending the Selma to Montgomery Alabama March for Voting Rights. That's cool. August of that year, the first part of August, August 6th, the Voting Rights Acts of 1965 is signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson. Two significant portions of the act, the outlaw of the requirement of potential voters to take a literacy test in order to qualify to vote.
Yeah, makes sense.
It was outlawed so that you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody deserves the right to vote.
Absolutely.
August 11th, the Watts Race Riot in Los Angeles begins a five-day siege. Woo. Damages in $200 million worth of destruction in the properties of that area. October, the first public burning of a draft card for the Vietnam War. Yeah. In accordance with an anti-war group of students, they all showed up and burned their draft cards.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, baby. Thank you.
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. One more kiss and then I promise I will say my last goodnight. Though your lips are so inviting, and I know I'll wanna stay, give me one more kiss to dream on, and I'll be on my way. It seems a million or so kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the millionth and the last star slowly disappears from sight, for the millionth and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. It seems a million or so kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the millionth and the last star slowly disappeared from sight, for the millionth and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight.
Well, I hate to do it.
Whoo, Lordy.
Gotta say goodbye, babe. But anything you would like
so
to share
sad.
With... Anything you would like to share with our fine friends out there before we officially do it?
Well, once again, I want to remind everybody that Tony and Gang has this great Elvis Festival out there in Niagara Falls, Canada, April 10th through the 13th. NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com. Tickets are still on sale, as well as GregFruinTheater.com.
There you go. You'll love it, I promise you. I promise you from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it again next week, though, everybody. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
If I should go, forget me never. Please say that you remember me. I pray the dreams we share together will shine on in your memory. Each time a star falls out of heaven, it leaves the sky deeper blue. So if we part, forget me never, and don't forget my love for you. Don't forget my love for you.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.